I'm Rachel Smith, and my voice is a weapon against wrongdoing, and so is yours. Join me as I expose the truth and stand up for those affected by military sexual trauma. We can break the silence together. Welcome to the Silence Voices of MST.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of the Silence Voices of MST. I'm your host, Rachel Smith. And I'm going to introduce our next guest. His name is Michael. He has this really cool alternative method of healing. And I used to work there. I used to work at the float spa that is located in Destin, Florida. It's called Float Brothers Float Spa, and it deals with Epsom salt. And I will actually have him explain the ins and outs of it. But I will co-sign that this is a really, really, really great method of finding peace. If you'd like to learn more, I will definitely have all the information about the float spa in the show notes. And if you want to leave Michael a message or just send him a couple of questions, you are more than welcome to. I will let you know how in the end of the episode.
We really got to start from the beginning. So not a lot of people know what float therapy is. So let's just start with that. John C. Lilly created it in 1959. What he did is he found the balance of how much Epsom salt would it take to make the human body float. And that measurement came out to about 150 to 200 gallons of the 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt to create an anti-gravity environment. Then in that anti-gravity environment, you take it a step further and you create no sound and no light. We here in Destin, Florida have a 4-pod float facility. Each room, we just custom tailor the experience. You can play your own music. We also provide music. And it's just creating a blank canvas where people can try different modalities. So a lot of being in this environment is like the coaching that comes along with it and this orientation. What is it? You know, what time of day is the best time of day to float? What day of the week when you're able to really decompress, let go, you don't have other appointments or things happening. So if you're a morning person floating later at night, if you're a chaotic person, you never stop going, maybe towards the weekend on like a Thursday, Friday. Lots of examples and fun things to share about what floating is. But first, it's 94 degrees. You're in your own private room. An average session is about 1 hour. And you're in an anti-gravity environment where your body floats. So the air temperature and the water temperature, we keep it about 94, 95 degrees, complete homeostasis where you're not hot and you're not cold. So not sweating, but not freezing. And then you have your own experience.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, I just stumbled upon the Float Brothers Spa. I think it was 2016. And I just like walked in like, what's this about? Thinking it was like a nail salon. When they explained all of this, I was just like, heck yeah, I want to try this. The best way I think I could have explained it was it almost felt like laying down, kind of like a bowl of jelly, I guess. It was like you just feel really buoyant in a way that you would never feel in any other situation.
It takes two or three tries to understand what it's all about. But first, it's just getting adjusted to the temperature, the weightlessness, being oriented to the location. So a lot of what we offer, and obviously most float centers, is just that way when you pass through our door, you can take the things that you've been bottling up and you can start to chip away at them little by little. So we're a tool, we're a resource, you know, we're that time in nature, we're that combination of self-help, mental care, relaxation. And then my favorite is just that it's a tune-up. You know, you go do a heavy workout, then you come and float. It gives you faster muscle recovery. It decreases inflammation. It reduces your cortisol and stress levels. And all that stuff is just the physiology before you get into being able to fall asleep in the tank, getting higher REM, higher deep states of sleep, and then just kind of shedding out those difficult things, those issues. And like a lot of it, especially, is that, you know, men don't want help, you know, and a lot of the military people don't want help. So the best is that it's going to a counselor without having to say anything.
Absolutely.
You get to let your body do the talking and your mind just kind of in the space where it feels weird. You know, you're going to sink into different places. Your body is going to be awkward. And it's, you know, if you got a scratch on your arm, you're going to feel it. But, you know, a few days ago, I floated for 7.5 hours overnight. And
man,
just whole day, I just felt like negative thoughts couldn't really get to me. My body felt really limber and loose, and my mind felt just really positive and sharp.
That's awesome. Yeah, I would say The first time I floated was absolutely life-changing, where back in 2016, I was nowhere near as stable with my mental health as I am now. And back then, it was daily panic attacks and constant anxiety. I would get migraines just from the amount of stress my body was under, and I had pretty extensive lower back pain just from military sexual trauma. Going there, and I think I did a 90-minute session, and walking out, I felt like a brand new person. And those effects lasted about 48, 72 hours, where I was calm and I wasn't like, what's that noise? What was that thing? Like, all of the hypervigilance was like abated for a while. And it was, I wouldn't stop telling people about it. And I got one of my good friends to do it as well. And he had pretty severe PTSD from a deployment. And we both floated at the same time. And I had never seen him so chill as when he left. It was just like, it was amazing.
One amazing benefit is that you're retaining 500 milliliters of magnesium in your bloodstream after the float. So even those little bits of tension in your neck or your back, you've got a little more range of motion, a little decreased inflammation. And that's what's great, is just come as you are, is what we say, and then get better.
Absolutely.
And you never know what each float's going to be. You know, you can hold the tension loosely. Some people think they want to fall asleep in 10 minutes, but they'll have their eyes wide open. Other people think they're going to be, you know, awake the whole time, and they'll fall asleep, and 10 minutes later they'll be like, I just got in here. So it's, you know, it's great to have a show like this to just explain what it is, because not a lot of people know what it is. I'd say maybe 10% of people know what it is, and maybe 2% of people have tried it. Prescription medicine, alcohol, substance abuse is rampant. The cost of a night out, a dinner, or, you know, alcohol or something like that, a float on a Friday night, put yourself in the position where you're able to really get that physiology boost to relieve those depressed and anxious states without use a substance abuse or something like that.
That was one thing I was telling. I wasn't really hanging around with the best crowd back then, but I was telling them, like, if you're willing to put all of these random things into your body, why not go to like something simple, like Epsom salt and water, where it's not even going in, and just lay there and like figure some stuff out.
Yeah. Some people come out and they just got that glow on their face. They just probably did, but they've got that float high, that float drunk body. You know, someone said recently, I didn't know my body hurt that bad or that it could feel this good until they had floated. So
isn't that amazing?
Gives you a respiratory immunity boost, less likely chance of getting sick. And just the self-esteem by booking an appointment, whether it's once a month or once every few weeks, coming back from a long car trip, deployments. We did have a contract with the 25th Intelligence Squadron.
Oh, awesome.
Here at Eglin Air Force Base for about 4 years, 2017 till 2020, COVID kind of took over.
Yeah.
So it's great that the U.S. government, for soldiers coming back from deployment, they were allowing them 2 floats per month. And we're seeing about 25 soldiers coming back from deployment, being able to float a couple times a month and really get a lot of great benefits.
That's wonderful. And that leads me to my next question is Destin, Fort Walton Beach, that whole area is a huge military hub. So has this been able to give a lot of benefits to active duty and veterans in the area?
Just to tell a little bit more of our story, the two float brothers, Chris and Trainer, on the logo in the shirt, they were Air Force. They built the business. I took it over right before COVID. Not a good time to buy a business. In 2017, kind of right along the time they got that contract with the military, they set up a program for veterans that have PTSD to have free floats 3 days a week, Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, 9 a.m., 11 o'clock, and 1 o'clock. And that program has not changed in 8 years. So Float Brothers gave it away over $70,000, $80,000 in free floats. We still actively have probably 130 people registered, right? 10 to 15 people coming, some twice a month, some 3 times a month, some once a month. That's a big part of what they created and what I've kept on to have that time. Those are off times. If they want to come other times, it's 50% off. But a big part of why this specific Float Brothers exists here in Destin, Florida was because of the Float Brothers that started it. And I was able to really take their vision and add a lot of additional components to it. So beginning of last year, we set up a nonprofit. It's called FLOW, FLOW, forward FWD.org. And Flow Forward is our nonprofit component of Flow Brothers that contributes to those PTSD floats that helps us be able to fundraise and create with more outreach, more community events, and just letting people know what it is. So we're working to help other float centers that are kind of not able to have as much outreach to PTSD, to military, or to, you know, vulnerable substance abuse, those types of categories. So I'm hoping to lead the way in outreach and education for nonprofits to coincide with float therapy to help PTSD, military victims, and you know, many other categories.
That's wonderful. I applaud you for that, because it's the PTSD. I think there, for every person, whether you've been in combat or gotten it a different way, it presents differently, and everyone responds to different kinds of treatment. And like you had mentioned before, men are not so much talkers when it comes to emotional stuff, and especially something like trauma. I think our whole society is always like, oh, man up, and, you know, stop being a baby or whatever. But when you get into this pod, and I would say the pod's like around the size of a Honda Civic, I guess. It's like,
you know, we also have a float cabin here. So there are cabins for people. Mm-hmm. I got one of those about a year ago. It's in our space room. It's 7 feet tall. That's our ceiling. We do couples floats in there as well. So the evolution of float being in any other float centers area, float cabins can help with those that have more claustrophobia. You can also have the lid completely open. You've got complete control of your own shower. So it's just about having the right amenities, having the blank canvas. And then some people are talkers, and we can talk all day long about mental health. And some just want to get straight into the room and have everything be, you know, smooth sailing. So we're here to create a blank canvas for those to relieve physical tension, mental tension, traumas, all those symptoms.
I worked there that summer that I discovered it. And one thing that amazed me was there were a few people that were trying it for the first time. And they had said, I'm actually very claustrophobic. I don't know if I can handle that. And so I said, if you can reach your arm out, like just straight forward, you actually can't touch the top. And it's actually very spacious in there once you get in and lay down. And it doesn't feel like you're really closed in anything. But even if you do feel like that, leaving the lid open, it doesn't change the experience any. Like, you're still very comfortable.
That's our specialty, is just really helping people with their first float. And whether it's having your own music or being claustrophobic, I had one lady who was extremely claustrophobic, and we'd walk through it. She goes, oh, that doesn't seem so scary. She got in and she hit the intercom after 2 minutes. And I go, oh no, somebody hit the intercom. Nothing good. She goes, hi, I just wanted to tell you that I closed the lid.
That's awesome.
Like, oh, yippee, like, good job, kiddo. Like, it was fun. Experiences. So, you know, just trying it. And it's a unique thing. It's a weird thing, whether it's a date night, whether you're just alone, recovery of the body. And it's an adventure. It's everything you can bring into the tank with you. So that's more time in nature. For me, I read a few pages before I float, just because I know I've got that monkey mind in the first 10 minutes of my float. You know, what am I doing in here? I read a few pages before I get to the flow. It's able to take that first 10, 15 minutes away and really find my groove.
Find the groove. It's really interesting, because I guess depending on the level of relaxation you get to, or if you do genuinely fall asleep, I remember I could hear my heartbeat sometimes, and I would like kind of play with it and be like, oh, I wonder if I can make my heart go faster or slower. And like, you just get in tune with your body in a way that you just don't in any other situation. It's a beautiful thing, because in that isolation, you are so connected with yourself. And I truly believe that's a big part of trauma, is like there's just this disconnect between your mind, your spirit, whatever you want to call it, because there's all that pain there. So when you're in the tank, you finally get to reconnect with yourself in, I think, a way that you don't get to in talk therapy. I never responded much to talk therapy, because to me, it was re-traumatizing. Getting in there and not having to say anything, great.
Well, talk therapy to get somebody to feel comfortable, to open up your walls and really speak your truths. Like, that's why Alcoholics Anonymous is so good, because you're in such a vulnerable where everyone shares their depth. But really, you know, being in there, and for the chaotic mind, doing the breath work exercises, the box breathing of 7 seconds in, hold for 7 seconds at the top, breathe out 7 seconds, hold for 7 seconds at the bottom. And then my favorite is carbon dioxide breathing, which is a 3 second heavy inhale and then a 10 second exhale, to which after about a minute, minute and a half, you get extremely lightheaded. Resets or gets your flow on a whole other direction.
Yeah.
Tap into those parts of the body that you don't access as often as you should.
So how did you personally get interested in all of this? I mean, hearing that you had a 7 hour float to me is like, I just want to know, okay, how do you go from like novice to that?
So we offer nighttime floats here. If anyone wants to try it, starting at 10 o'clock, typical overnight flow will be from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, about 4 hours. And for me, it's about training for the floats. So I go really hard. I'm always lifting and doing a lot of active things. So when it's really getting into my groove of what time would be the best to float at, how can I reset? Like I play a couple of games of actual solitaire using cards before. I read a book. I make sure to have very limited caffeine. I stay away from fried foods. I get a heavy workout in before my floats. And then just aligning with when my body's actually able to fall asleep. Coming in with an intention, but holding it loosely to not knowing what's going to happen. So that's like, that's kind of one of the keys to floating is you got to continue to try. And then you don't know what day your body's going to feel the best that it can have these great, amazing floats. So it normally takes 2 or 3 floats for me to get to those long 7 hour floats. But it's just kind of breaking my body down, breaking my mind out, and then taking all of this bundle of what I'm dealing with physically, mentally, and then timing it well. You know, Thursday night, the last float, or Friday, Saturday, there's nothing else going on. So it's kind of a training exercise that I do to be able to do those long floats. Some people just trying to go from a 30, 45 minute float, your first couple tries to getting to that 90 minute float. It's just picking your battles of when that would be best and how to get your body ready to let your mind shut off.
Absolutely.
So it's training for sure.
It's a very, very, I don't think heavy would be the right word, but it's a very involved method of mindfulness. And in therapy, that's a lot of what they talk about is being mindful.
And also the best is just to have fun with it. Mm-hmm. So I just all write down pieces of paper, things that don't serve me. I'll burn pieces of paper at the back before my float. And I'm just holding it loosely and trying not to have more self-judgment. I think a lot of what the float tank has to offer is that you're in a place where there's nobody that's going to judge you. You're fighting, you're there with yourself and your breath, and just sink into getting into whatever you need to for your day. And it's also like a personal trainer for meditation. You know, setting an alarm clock for 5 minutes or 7 minutes and trying to forcefully meditate each morning is a challenge. But you come into an environment where you're weightless and you can start to purge the respiratory immunity. You're getting all these benefits from muscle, reduced inflammation, do stress, you're able to really dial in your own music, and then just get comfortable with the elements. Sometimes it's about doing yoga and kind of just stretching and finding your balance. I tell a lot of people, take your hands and put them underneath your back for about 2 seconds and then kind of bring them back, but do a few reps like that right when you get in to expand your lumbar. And then once you finally are able to fully let go, it's easier for you to get comfortable in the elements.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to have to try that next time. That's awesome.
And you also have to kind of flow consistently. Like you can't come into a 7 hour flow without having floated within the last 7 to 10 days, because there's this kind of like the salt reacts differently each time. Maybe I've been in the sun a bit, so I'm a little bit itchy. Maybe I'm overheated. Maybe I'm cold. Maybe I haven't eaten the right amount of food prior to my float or what have you. So it's just the key of know thyself and then know thy float tank. And then combined with thyself and thy float tank could be most synergistic. And a lot of it is just self-esteem and effort and being willing and able to be vulnerable and try new things. And that's just trying new things with yourself and not living in that judgment, that inner voice, because we have so many things going through our head each day of failure, of sadness. It's, you know, social media feeds the monster of negativity. Great job. You're such a good worker. You're such a caring person. You try hard. You do self-care. You show up for others. You know, all these things. That reinforcement is it doesn't sell, unfortunately.
Right, right.
And altruism is tough, too, as a float administrator and working a lot in the float industry. is that we have to bring so much pizzazz to this and so much community and so many different aspects of the demographics of who floats, why they float, when they float, and how they float. And one of my favorite things I've learned over the past 4 years, working with a gentleman out of India and Australia, he goes by the Float Guru, and he helped me understand the Ayurvedic mind-body personality traits. And from there, you can compare your floating to what type of body and mind that your doshas would align best with while floating. For example, someone that is negative and has an external locus of control and very slow moving and low energy and kind of like it's everybody else's problem, that'd be the Vata personality. And they should float between the hours of 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And they should have the lights on with more up-tempo music. And they should try to get energy and positivity out of the tank.
Wow. Wow. That is so cool that they can like categorize it like that.
The chaotic mind should float 7 o'clock on like a Thursday night. And then if you're feeling like you're really well put together and everything's flowing in your life, you say you've got a good workout schedule, your family life is good, your work life is good, it would be best to float between the hours of 9 and 1 in the afternoon as more of like a power-up inspirational, I call it like a Joe Rogan explosion.
I think just that's that. How a lot of people have learned about floating is because of Joe Rogan.
That's how the original Flow Brothers came to find floating was from, mm-hmm. from that as well. So, you know, you can really take an idea, focus on it, peel it like an onion. If you're feeling good and you want to tune up, you can take those negative thoughts and you can kind of chip at them piece by piece and get more energy and positivity. Or you can shut that tired mind down that's just stressed and anxious and depressed. And then let the body's physiology help to diminish those racing thoughts of negativity.
Yeah, and the racing thoughts are definitely a big part of PTSD, where the best way I could explain it is like, I guess, you know how Speedy Gonzalez like talked? It was like that, but in your head. And it was not ever about like one linear thought. It was more like ping, 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 like just thoughts everywhere. And
the monkey mind, especially yes. with all of our devices that are programmed. Close one app, you open three more, you've got two TVs on, you got hurry and traffic and all that. You are the most intelligent and highest advanced of technology as we've ever been, but also clinically the most depressed and the most anxious.
Yeah.
So
these
are tough statistics to battle because it's a gift. Technology is a gift and a curse, and it's how you use it and how you check in and out. I had a call earlier today and I was like, yeah, send me the link to Zoom. And then they're like, are you going to get on? I was like, well, I have to email the link that you text me. And they're like, you don't have Zoom on your phone? And I go, the amount of push notifications and me needing to have Zoom on my phone is not necessary. I'm not trying to Zoom on my phone. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to all the time get my computer. So we all take in the bites that we need of the technology, and we have to use it for work and communication. But that's one of the best parts about floating is that you're alone without social media first, without checking emails, and finding a time when you can check out and be like, hey, I've got a dedicated time to do this. And then whether it's floating, all types of meditation. So working out, time in nature, going for a walk. Floating is just one component that you can incorporate in. But what I tell everyone here is that it's a practice. And however you can build what you have going on outside to come bring it into the tank, come bring your angry thoughts here. But it's about everything else you're doing outside to be ready to make those better floats, longer floats. It's all about balance.
It's about balance, yes. And it's an exercise in letting go. And I think a lot of people, myself included, have trouble letting go of stuff.
Yeah. No one's give up. No, don't hold the move. Let me go. When to plan and when to plunge.
What's that? That was Kenny Loggins, right? If you had to know when to hold them.
Yeah. But my grandfather says they went to plan versus went to plunge.
There you go. Yeah. So
that's my favorite.
Sounds like a wise man. So say someone has no experience whatsoever and they walk into your float spa, what would kind of be what you would walk them through to kind of understand what they're about to go through?
So we keep it very pragmatic, logistical for the first float. We just want them to understand the mechanics of what's going on. And if they want to go more into the psyche and more into the benefits of why, we'd love to just make that a personal experience with each person. We may ask some simple questions like, do you have any sore spots, any back pains, any neck pains, anything like that? Or if it's a couple, you know, whose idea was it to come in? Mostly more female than male. But what we do is they come in, they fill out a quick waiver that says, you know, no hair dye, no recent tattoos, just simple that you're going to be in these elements. Then we have a 5-minute video that kind of just explains the weightlessness, the pressure on the neck. And the key on our first float is we don't want to overwhelm you with all this information. We simply want you to not get any salt in your eyes. So it's such a high concentration that if we can just help everyone to have the right music, the right setting, the perfect blank canvas, and then take them through the steps to put the earplugs in, rinse off, take a medium temperature shower before your float so you're not one with the 95 degrees. The pod is set to use the earplugs recommended. We have a neck halo. Show you this. And this one helps too.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Goes like that and takes pressure off the neck, so we keep that on the inside. So it's just about making it as comfortable as an experience as we can for their first experience, and then giving them something to build off. My favorite is when people, two or three people at a time come, you know, we explain everything, we give lots of people time for questions, but then when they come out, it's really when the discovery happens, is how was your flow? How was your flow? Was your body temperature good? Did you need the lid closed? Well, you know, were you able to fall asleep? Did you have the music on? Did you have it off? So, you know, first experiences are avoid salt in your eye. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Here's our logistic. We're getting you adjusted to the temperature, the weightlessness, avoiding salt in the eye. And then the second float is, you know, have you been sleeping very well? You should be able to sleep better. We just kind of stack information. Me and my staff are an encyclopedia of information of helping people find what works for them. And that really is the key, is people come for the machines, but they come back for the service. And that just means holding people in a high regard, having everything we need correct on our side, that we're on 2-hour appointment blocks. So we're very cautious of making sure that the pods are ready at the right time, because some people take 20 minutes in the shower, whereas others, especially the military, they're 30 minutes early. So
yeah.
A 90-minute float shows up 10, 15 minutes late. They fall asleep, takes an extra minute to get up, take a shower. But we're just here to create wonderful first experiences. And I think that holds true for the whole float industry, is that first experience is just getting in the tank, whatever that looks like. Mostly, it's a painkiller. It's a neck injury. It's a long car ride. It's a family member just left all stressed out. It's a holiday season, gift, date night. Something like that. And then from there, you just figure out, you know, when would work best for you. Is it starting your week off on Monday, Tuesday at night, powering up? Or is it after a long week, just knowing that it's time to shut off?
For our, I guess, more engineering-oriented minds that are listening, how does the filter work? How much water actually goes through there? They probably want to know all that.
Yeah, it's a multi-prong filtration system. First of all, salt is a natural disinfectant, as we all know. So no sicknesses, no transfers of things in such a highly concentrated salt environment. It is required before you float to rinse off full shower before. It cycles in between the floats at 35 gallons per minute through a Carter filter. Then it goes into a ozone diffuser. Lastly, it sterilizes. You have another sterilizer in there. As well as the chemicals of bromine or hydrogen peroxide to help. We've been in business since 2016. We've got about 25,000 floaters through our door. Just happy to be part of that, you know, the float world, and in a time in history that has been tough with the COVID pandemic. Yeah. It's super awesome, super rewarding to still be here and be a big part of the float industry as well. So the float conference each year is great to meet those other owners that care so much. It's tough, you know, it takes a lot to not make very much, but I've got great staff members that have been with me for 2 years, great clients that have been with me since I took over 4 years and even before that. And then just continuing to have the word of mouth and the new experiences. Got over like 235 reviews on Google. So it's awesome, those first experiences of people that are trying new things and continue to do it.
Absolutely. And I pulled up the YouTube page. So nice. I wanted to show a clip of the
just what the room looks like, so people can kind of get an idea of what the pod looks like. Because when I do explain floating to anyone that's not familiar, they're like, oh, like on Stranger Things. And I'm like, kind of. Yeah, more or less. But let me go ahead and pull that up so I can give people a look.
Hello, and welcome to Float Brothers. We are excited for your upcoming Gravity Suspended Float experience. But before we do so, let's go over some important information to better enhance your float. We ask that you kindly shut off all electronic devices as not to interrupt yours or anyone else's experience. We also ask you to be aware of your volume when moving around the lobby or hallway. When entering a room, no need to look for a light switch, as they detect motion and will operate. Amenities such as a shower, towel, and storage spaces are provided to help the prevention of highly concentrated salt from getting on your belongings. The organizer on the top shelving unit are several amenities to make your experience more comfortable. Here at Float Brothers, our top priority is cleanliness. Our filtration system cleans 35 gallons of water per minute, guaranteeing a sanitary environment. Showering prior to entering the pod is required. In the event you have an abrasion on your person, after showering, we highly suggest a light coat of petroleum jelly over the area to prevent irritation from the salt. Each pod is equipped with underwater speakers for music and an intercom system, allowing for an adaptable, safe, and comfortable experience. If you intend on listening to your own music, please inform your attendant and place your cell phone in airplane mode. Also, don't forget to disable any alarms you may have. Please make sure volume is low enough to be barely heard from outside the pod, as sound moves well through the water once at rest. You are now ready to step into the pod. There are safety rails if needed. Keep in mind this is a wet environment, so please be careful. Take some time to familiarize yourself with the pod and where things are located. The water is 10 inches deep and totals 150 gallons with 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt. It is heated to approximately 93.5 degrees Fahrenheit to mimic the surface temperature of your skin. If you get salt water in your eyes, there is a spray bottle with fresh water and a washcloth to wipe your face. We have also provided a bottle of drinking water. It is recommended to rehydrate after your float. If needed, there are earplugs for your convenience. To use properly, roll each earplug between your fingers, then place in each ear.
Well, hopefully people know how to work earplugs, but yeah, I love how involved it is, where I do believe people watch a video similar to this before they go in as well.
That's the exact video they watch. That is the video they watch.
Yeah, that's so funny. I saw Savvy, like she and I, we worked together there. And then a few years ago, I ran into her at a music festival, which was hilarious. But the entire vibe of that video is so calm and welcoming. And that is exactly how the staff is and exactly how the float is, where that tank becomes your new best friend. And I can't explain it any better than that.
And funny thing about that video, it was made 8 years ago. It was made by a gentleman by the name of Bobby Wagner, who last year he was elected as the mayor of Destin. Current mayor made that video.
Like, that is how diverse the clientele of floating is. Like, it could be a politician. It could be a military veteran. It could be somebody that's just like recently graduated from college and just happened to hear it on a Joe Rogan podcast.
You know? A fun statistic is that about 70% of professional sports teams will have float tanks in their facilities.
Yeah, you know, absolutely believe that, because it's just so beneficial in so many different ways. So, and then those guys put their bodies through hell. So.
Yeah, they put their bodies through hell, so the recovery is there, but also getting into the zone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really focus on how the body, the mind, everything works together, getting into that breath, so that when you're in the pocket, when there's a lot of pressure, you're ready for it, your body's ready for it, your immune system's ready for it, and whether you're a peak performance athlete or you're just trying to get back to being able to get through each day, it's a tool and resource, and you got to try it to see how it can work for you. And, you know, it's also not for everyone. So as we administer our floats for the PTSD program, we have everyone come in and we do the first orientation float is a 50% off. And we just want to see if it's something that will click with them. So typically it is, but we just kind of, we don't want to go through a bunch of paperwork, kind of figure it out and have them try it. And be like, yeah, I got salt in my eye, I don't like it. So So it's just about, you know, it's about trying new things and then finding the time and the environment, whether it's a date night, whether it's a muscle recovery, injury recovery. There's just a million reasons to float. And the best is incorporating all of your heavy baggage into your floats.
Yep.
Just having fun with it. And that's my biggest trick or my biggest tip would be floating is something that you should have fun with. Yes, there's all this pressure of life. There's all these things going on, stirring our emotion. But come do something like go-karting, like playing, you know, at a video arcade, or just doing something that can relieve your body and you can have fun doing it and kind of laughing at yourself and having a nice playlist. That I laugh when people are playing like hard rap or like metal. I'm like, whatever, man, that's what you're into. That's what you're into.
Oh, wow.
Personally, I wouldn't think, you know, Hammer and Mountain Dew before listening to some metal music and the float is like the right trip, but like you're right here for muscle recovery. So yeehaw. Just, it says so loud that it doesn't, you know, interrupt the other rooms. And
yeah,
want to go through a brand new rap album, hardcore gangster rap. That's, you know, that's
if it works, it works.
I just told me, but you know, whatever you're into. Like that's just our philosophy here, like especially with the float industry, everyone's like, you need to have complete silence and you need to have that. I go, you know, we need to have fun with it. And it's entertainment and it's education and it's creating your own path and experience. So that's kind of what, you know, the float industry really has to offer. And, you know, if you want to go on a whole pilgrimage of floating in the depths of silence and darkness, I'm down for that too.
Yes.
We can do that too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do recall hearing quite a bit of Pink Floyd when I worked there. So people like to play that one for sure. But I in the beginning, I used to kind of depend on maybe like soothing sounds. Like I would play the nature playlist on Spotify and then I tried like classical music. But then one day I was just like, why not? Let's try it without music at all. And it was a completely different experience. And I think that's something I want to highlight about floating is like every single time it can be different. It just depends on the mindset that you go in with.
That's right. And it's just anything can throw it off or throw it right or whatever. So you just got to hold it loosely, have fun with yourself, and just bring some music on your own. You ready to have music on, lights on, music off, like whatever it takes. And just playing around with it. Especially people on their first floats, they're like, well, what do I do when I get in there? I'm like, first 10 minutes are pretty much gone anyway.
Yeah.
You're just going to be eyes open, Dennis the Menace in it, hitting all the buttons, trying to figure out if you're bored, if you're claustrophobic, if this is a dumb idea, you know, what is it? So just kind of hold it loosely. You know, for me, reading a few pages of a book and having some ideas, even burning a piece of paper or kind of just writing some things that you want to shed or get rid of, or conversely, what are some attributes you want to embody? Do I want to be a better friend? Do I want to work harder on showing up for events for other people? You know, what is the ethos and that core thing to find your why? And whether it's through floating or whatever it is, that's definitely what this industry has to offer. It's just a new, fresh look on you touching into your breath, personal trainer for meditation, and just getting the physiology reset, especially with our diets being higher in sugar, higher in fatty foods. That's a great part of floating is you detox, lose about 3 to 4 pounds of water weight, you shed toxins, and you're just in this environment that can help replenish your mind and body and soul.
Mm-hmm. I would say for me, it was like having, I don't know, like a conference meeting or something, but with just all the different parts of me and really finally like, hey, liver, are you good? Kidneys, how are you? Like everybody's doing a check-in. And then you get to your brain and you're like, hey, how are you? It's been a while since we've just stopped to chat with each other.
It's a, you know, it's a rebirth, and especially the pods, they replicate the womb. So through our nonprofit, we've given 8 separate days away to pregnant mothers. We've had 180 pregnant mothers float in our facility. We are the leading facility in the world for pregnant mothers that have floated. And the cool part is the connectivity is that they have a child in them and they're in their womb and then they're in a float tank, which also replicates the womb. So one of the things when I lean back on the beginning of my float, it's kind of a little bit vulnerable, is that I feel like when I sink back in the float, I get a hug,
right,
of the love that I didn't have, you know, in my younger years, or that feeling of not being good enough or unworthiness and what have you. And the tank can give you a hug, and it can give you a new breath of air, and really, you like just that's first pushback when you completely let go of your neck and your spine and your back. It almost has like that tangly goosebumpsness to it. And that the water is going to support you, lift you up.
Absolutely.
So that's the challenge I have for everyone that hasn't tried it, is to just try it that first time and see if you can get some of the benefits that we're talking about.
I highly encourage people to go all the time, especially if they've said that they just haven't really much progress with talk therapy. I'm like, this is going to sound really weird, but like, get yourself in a float tank and like, just reconnect with yourself. And it does actually make it easier to express yourself to that therapist, because the trauma is that disconnect. And again, it's like how you said, where it's, you get the embrace of love again. To me, trauma, there's a disconnect from yourself and a disconnect from, I don't know, just like the love that we just have as a human being. I'm sure that's like a little woo-woo, but I feel like we do have this bond as humans, you know, but you do separate from yourself in that.
The big thing about floating is that internal versus external locus of control, that shift of blame, of being, you know, angry or victim versus what am I going to do and what is my solution here? With how I can look at my circumstances and be able to move forward. So, you know, it's a tool, it's a resource, and showing up and just having fun with it, like I said, is the key to shedding those little bits of that self-judgment. And the less you can judge yourself and be weird and be vulnerable, especially in the tank, in a place where, you know, can't hurt you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what's ahead for the float business there in Destin? Anything new rolling out in the next couple of years?
Well, that is a great question. Two or three different things that won't take too much time on kind of the next steps. I touched on it a little bit earlier about the nonprofit, which is just continuing on the outreach side, whether it's pregnant mothers, substance abuse, PTSD veterans. We're diligently working to get access into the VA through a secondary organization called NightyWorks.org on suicide prevention and access to displaced families, domestic abuse, and other vulnerable categories. So really excited for the nonprofit. We do fundraising events every 3 months, whether it's a dinner or a gathering. We also team up and give a lot of floats away to other raffles and charities. Feeling really great about everything we've done there. Two things, and it's tough to speak into existence because you never know if they will or won't happen.
Yeah.
We hope it the later part of the year can add a ice bath and a sauna and take out one of our float tanks so that we can offer hot, what do they call it?
Is it hot, cold
fire therapy?
That's it. Yeah.
Fire and ice. So it'd be another thing that can add more access to the faster an ice bath is just, if you haven't been in one much there, help to heal those traumas. And it's really tough to be mad at yourself or angry at the world after you've been in an ice bath for 3 minutes. So that's one thing that we're continuing to. We do ice baths out front too. So we do offer them from time to time. We're doing events. And the second was working to purchase a retreat property that can have float therapy in nature that can create an environment which is more of a one-on-one with longer floats and using floating as a 2 to 3 day float retreat weekend.
That would be awesome. So
trying to establish that as well.
Awesome. Well, where can people reach you so they can get some updates on that? Where are you on social media, your website?
All of our socials are at Float Brothers, FLOTBROTHERS. Check our website out if you want to come find us. We're here in Destin, Florida, an hour south of Pensacola, an hour north of Panama City. So if you are in the panhandle or anywhere near, we'd love if you dropped in. But also more so, just check your local area for float there.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to promote float therapy throughout anyone in the U.S. that can resonate with what we're talking about. So super grateful for the time, the outreach. And if you haven't tried floating before, highly recommend it. If Float Brothers happens to be your first float, we'd love to have you. But check into any of the cities near you that have float therapy and find a time that will work best where you can really maximize the benefits and let go.
And they're starting to pop up a lot of places now. So definitely, you might just have them in your city.
Oh, they are also fun. Well, it's tough. Our economy's getting squeezed. Yeah,
true. We'll end up true.
With that. It's an election season, so support when you can, where you can, because we all still want to be here, and we're grateful. We know 8 years that we've been in business here, four of which were the original Stilt Brothers, and then the last four in my management. So we're excited for the next four.
I will be there. I'm hoping to come back up to Destin this summer, so you'll see me. But Michael, thank you so much for sharing your passion with us, and then also sharing that with the veterans in the area. It's so important for people to know about all the different ways there are to heal, and there's no perfect way to heal. So try everything, you know, and floating could be the thing that works for you. So comes highly recommended from me. Michael, have fun.
Have fun, be vulnerable, and just limitlessly try things. So,
definitely. Wonderful. And thank you so much. This was great experience. And I really think that people will definitely at least set foot inside. And that's half the battle for trying something new.
It's not so scary.
All right, everyone. That was it. That was our interview with Michael. Such a treasure. I think he's a great guy. We definitely bonded a bit during that interview. He is very active with the veteran community that's over there in the panhandle of North Florida. And from experience, I can say there are not a lot of different ways there to manage mental health. I had struggled a lot when I was up there after getting out of the military. If you've struggled before with maybe talk therapy or medications aren't working, maybe try something like this. I think it will have an effect on you. It doesn't work out for everyone. I do remember seeing one of our customers come in, and each time he could only stand to be in there maybe 20, 30 minutes just because his mind was really hyperactive and he couldn't calm down. But he never gave up. He kept trying, and I encourage you to as well. Our Facebook group is now active, so if you are interested, please join. It's named The Advocates of MST. Also, I'm going to hint at a deep dive coming up. We are doing a deep dive on Operation Fouled Anchor. I have some tidbits that the news hasn't shared, and I'm looking forward to sharing that with you because I think what I've found out will blow your mind, and it's something that explains why the problem of MST continues to perpetuate year after year. Again, I'm your host, Rachelle Smith, and your voice is a weapon in the fight against MST. Don't be afraid to share your story. Till next time, take care.
Remember, our voices are weapons in the fight against MST. Stay connected, share your story, and join our fight to end military sexual trauma for good. Until next time, thanks for listening to the Silence Voices of MST.